It is now 8:09. The sun is up. The sky is blue.
12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now. The summertime in northern Michigan.
Oh, they can't hear Sue. But it's a brand new month. And the sky is blue and the sun is shining. And we say hello to Nick Nurbon with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation in Pure Michigan. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I hear there's a rumor of some sun popping out.
Indeed it is. And the sky is blue and it looks so great. It looks so great. I was really happy to see that the Strategic Site Readiness Program grants were announced on Wednesday with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. I wanted to talk to you about some funding that was announced earlier in January for 16 Michigan travel destinations, including Grand Haven and Spring Lake. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that was a program that was part of an EDA grant that was $10 million awarded to the state of Michigan in 2021. $1 million of that was awarded to improve accessibility in travel destinations across the state. And this particular grant program awarded grants to 16 travel destinations, as you mentioned, including Grand Haven, Spring Lake. And there are two different functions that happen through those grants. One is to conduct an accessibility audit. And what they do is these are done by third-party organizations and companies that specialize in evaluating ADA compliance, but going beyond the American Disabilities Act compliance to really improve travel opportunities in those communities to make them welcoming and accessible to all travelers, whether they're in a wheelchair, have a physical challenge, but also sensory challenges, all different types of accessibility challenges, to make sure that those destinations are having the most accessible travel experience, from the website being hearing and visually impaired friendly to people visiting on site and finding accessible opportunities when they're there.
I can say I certainly appreciate that. As someone, my partner, my boyfriend James, is legally blind. And so oftentimes I've seen him struggle on a website trying to read something, or at a restaurant, if they say, you know, scan the QR code and you can read the menu on your phone, he can't do that. So I think that this is a great thing that's going to be happening with the Michigan Strategic Fund. What else is happening in Pure Michigan News?
Well, you know, it's February 1st today. And so it's kind of like, hey, we made it through January. That's one thing that we always like to smile about. But for me, you know, I'm working in hospitality and tourism for many years. Every time we get to February, I start thinking about Valentine's Day. You know, and obviously I want to make sure my fiance Emma has the special reason to celebrate Valentine's Day. But I think to provide recommendations for travelers, to let's step back for a moment and say, can we do something special for the two of us? And there's really fun opportunities across the state. I was looking around a little bit. I found this Valentine's Day candlelight hike in the Kalamazoo Nature Center that sounded really interesting. You know, so in that, down in that area, you could go down, do a little getaway. It's on the weekend right after Valentine's Day, the 16th of February. And that'd be kind of fun to do something like that. I also found the Treat Your Valentine Day package in Charlevoix. Have you been up to Charlevoix recently?
It's been, I would say, 30 years.
Well, maybe now's the time. But no, Charlevoix is such a quaint and charming downtown right there on Lake Michigan, and it has Round Lake, the natural harbor that the town surrounds. And they've got wonderful restaurants there. They've got the great beaches, of course. But it's such a quiet time this time of year in Charlevoix where you can just find yourself a little getaway, get yourself a bottle of sparkling wine and some chocolates, and relax a little bit. But you're also right near things like Bay Harbor up near Petoskey, and then Boyne Mountain if you wanted to go skiing and snowboarding. It's such a really great location, and that I thought was a really neat opportunity too.
Yeah, very, very cool. We're also taking donations with the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival is taking donations for dinner on Valentine's Day for our Coast Guard. We have over 83 Coasties in Grand Haven alone, so I thought that was a neat little thing. And then Central Park Players in town, they're doing a Valentine's Day show, with a dinner. I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk about the city of Detroit, because the economic impact with playoff games and the Detroit Lions was just incredible. Incredible. We're still sad about the loss, but we've moved on. And now we've got, what, the NFL draft coming up?
Well, the impact of the playoff run with two home playoff games was tremendous, with an estimated $20 million per game coming to downtown Detroit and the surrounding communities. But with the draft, I was reading some statistics on this yesterday, actually, and the Kansas City draft had more of a $300 million economic impact because of the amount of travel that happens and in support that happens around the draft. I would estimate, because of the passion of the NFL teams that surround us within drive markets like Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, those teams are all within about a 4 or 5 hour drive of Detroit. And so we're expecting a lot of folks to travel from those drive markets, as we call them, to come to the draft in Detroit. And they're expecting people to stay from Ann Arbor all the way to, up to Port Huron, to come visit Southeast Michigan and come to the draft. So it should be tremendous.
That is an incredible thing. As a Detroit girl, I am loving this. I appreciate you taking the time to check in. Nick Nurbon with Pure Michigan and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. We are one day closer to summer. Have a great day, Nick.
You too, Mary Lynn. Have a great weekend.